North Korean troops are in Russia gearing up to fight in Ukraine.
One official said it was a new level of desperation for Russia.
What it could mean for the war in Ukraine and North Korea's place on the world stage.
This is really notable for North Korea, which has not really participated in a major way in an international war.
Today is Friday, October 18th, and this is The Issue from VOA. I'm Scott Walterman.
And I'm Lori London.
From our intelligence, we've got information that North Korea sent technical personnel and officers to Ukraine.
That's Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warning North Korea is stepping up its support for Russia's war in his country. He also says that Ukrainian intelligence says 10,000 additional North Korean soldiers are getting ready to join in the fight.
But they didn't move them already to Ukraine or to Russia.
Zelensky's comments raised the stakes for his Western allies as he met in Brussels with European Union leaders and then NATO defense ministers to discuss his victory plan to end the country's devastating war with Russia.
U.S. national security officials Friday expressed concern that it would mark a significant increase in the Russian-North Korea alliance. VOA national security correspondent Jeff Selden joins us to talk about that aspect.
First off, just tell us what we know so far.
Well, there have been reports circulating for days, if not longer, about this increased cooperation between North Korea and Russia, specifically with North Korea helping Russia in its war against Ukraine. And on Friday, South Korea's National Intelligence Service, its spy agency, said that North Korea sent 1,500 troops from its special forces to Russia earlier this month. There are plans to send more in the works, and that these troops are now training in Russia's Far East for deployment on the front lines against Ukraine eventually. The South Korean spy agency said that they identified these forces by using facial recognition software boosted by artificial intelligence. And they said that their information indicates that these North Korean special forces are now being equipped with Russian uniforms, gear, and IDs. On top of that, Friday, Ukrainian officials released video of what they said were North Korean forces at a training ground in Russia, distributing equipment as they prepared for deployment. The United States, long aware of cooperation between North Korea and Russia, told VOA that it is concerned. The White House said it's concerned, and it said that if this information is true, if these allegations and this intelligence from South Korea and Ukraine bears out, it would, quote, mark a significant increase in the relationship between North Korea and Russia.
What did the United States say about the reason that, if anything, the reason that they're sending the troops?
Well, U.S. officials have long spoken about Russia's tactics as it prosecutes its war against Ukraine. Earlier this month, U.S. defense officials and military officials talked about how they estimate the Russian forces have suffered about 600,000 casualties. 600,000 casualties, that includes killed and wounded, since Moscow first launched its invasion back in February 2022. They said that number surpasses the casualty toll of any conflict that Russia was involved in since World War II. Other defense and military officials have described Russian tactics as basically sending soldiers into a meat grinder to just try to overwhelm Ukrainian forces with sheer numbers, no matter the casualties and the deaths suffered by Russia's own forces. So what U.S. officials are now telling us is that, again, if this information bears out that North Korea is now sending special forces and perhaps other soldiers to help fight in Ukraine, that this could be seen really as an act of desperation. One official said it was a new level of desperation for Russia and just shows how it continues to suffer these significant casualties. Another U.S. official that we spoke with said that not only has the casualty rate for Russia been bad, but it's been especially bad over the last several months. This official saying that Russia's averaging more than 1,200 casualties each day, specifically suffering high casualty rates in its fighting in eastern Ukraine and in Kursk.
If it's happening because Russia is losing so many soldiers, which would mean that it's potentially in a weak position regarding troop size, and it adds all of these North Korean troops into its force against Ukraine, would that put this war in a much more dangerous position for Ukraine? And would allies need to change their support strategy?
That's one of the big questions. What impact this type of move, especially if it gets bigger, if we see more North Korean forces being sent to Russia to fight in Ukraine, what impact is that going to have on the battlefield? Already, Western intelligence agencies have seen what impact some of the North Korean supplies and equipment have had. The U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency earlier this year showed how Russia was using North Korean-made missiles to hit targets in Ukraine, specifically using them to launch an attack on Kharkiv in Ukraine earlier this year. That's had some impact. North Korea is known to have helped them get enough munitions and supply munitions, though Western officials also note Russia has ramped up its production of artillery, ammunition, munitions, rockets, and is able to produce more now and send that to the front line. So what impact is a big question. There's also an impact of, in terms of not just the numbers, but in terms of quality. How good are these North Korean special forces? And then if they are good, can they make an impact? Can they be force multipliers? Or are they, even though they're North Korean special forces, are they not battle hardened enough to really make any significant difference on the battlefield? These are questions that intelligence officials both in the U.S., in South Korea, and elsewhere in Europe are looking at right now to try to figure out where everything goes from here.
Hmm. Jeff Seldon, VOA's national security correspondent. Thanks for the info.
Anytime.
You know, Scott, with so much going on in the world, especially in the Middle East right now, I think that this story is going to get bigger, even if it hasn't been on the front page.
Well, this is a significant development insofar as North Korea is concerned. I cannot remember a time when North Korea physically involved itself outside of its borders.
That's a really good point, Scott. Let's get further analysis now on this development with Naoko Aoki, a political scientist at RAND Corporation who specializes in East Asian security issues.
Thank you so much for joining us to talk about this.
Of course.
So if this is true, and North Korea is sending troops now to fight with Russian soldiers in Ukraine, tell us about the change this would mean for North Korea on the world stage and with its relationship with Russia.
Sure. So I think at this point, it's pretty credible because the South Korean National Intelligence Service confirmed that there were 1,500 North Korean Special Forces troops that were sent to Russia for training, and they will be deployed in the battlefield later. So what this means, it's very notable for a couple of reasons, one of which is that this is confirms the strong cooperation between North Korea and Russia, which follows the signing of a strategic cooperation agreement earlier this year. It's not only North Korea is not only sending weapons anymore, it is sending its own people. So this is really notable for North Korea, which has not really participated in a major way in an international war. It has sent weapons. It has sold weapons and missiles in the past to other countries, but this is a different level of commitment. And there are a couple of things that North Korea stands to gain from this. One is combat experience, because North Korean troops, there are a lot of North Korean troops, actually. North Korea has like the fourth largest active duty troops in the world, but they are not, they don't have combat experience. This will give them combat experience. So this is one of the things that North Korea stands to gain. North Korea is also sending weapons to Russia, as we know, and that is also good for North Korea in a lot of ways, meaning they can have technical data if it's used in, it is used in combat. And they get data from that, and that could lead to more clients. I will note two other issues that North Korea stands to gain, and one is that over the short term, cooperation with Russia can be useful for Russia, for North Korea, particularly if it involves things like advanced technology. North Korea, for example, has been trying to put more military satellites and military reconnaissance satellites in space. They said that they did one last year, but they have been struggling since then. Another area where North Korea stands to gain from stronger ties with Russia is over the longer term, because North Korea's strategic objective is, of course, the survival of the Kim regime and maintaining an increasing influence on the Korean Peninsula. So if North Korea could help with that, that would be a great gain for North Korea.
Does this put South Korea in a more dangerous situation?
Yeah, I will answer that in a two-part way. This complicates things for everybody. North Korea does not have the kind of influence, or at least now commitment that will dramatically change the conflict itself in Ukraine. But it really complicates the situation in a lot of ways. I mean, you know, is this another party to the war? What if North Korean soldiers are killed or captured? How do we deal with that? So those are some of the questions. And this is especially problematic perhaps for South Korea, because South Korea has been talking about sending weapons directly to Ukraine. It may motivate South Korea to do that. We saw a little bit of the debate being motivated by North Korea and Russia's strategic cooperation agreement in June. But on the other hand, if South Korean government sends weapons to that are used in Ukraine, and that ends up killing North Korean soldiers, what does that mean? So South Korea is in a very difficult position in a way.
Does it make North Korea stronger because they've been so isolationist? This is really a big step for them, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's a big change for us as well. This has been happening gradually, but we're so used to, we meaning the United States and its allies, have been used to, I think, thinking of North Korea as an isolated country, an outcast, an underdeveloped country with nuclear weapons. Well, now I think we have to think of it as the threat from North Korea as more than that, because it's not just North Korea alone. We have to think of the threat that it poses in terms of how it can collaborate and cooperate with countries like Russia and possibly China.
Does the European, the Euro-Atlantic community, and the world, of course, in the U.S., have any leverage on how to respond, and what should some sort of reaction be?
So that's another difficult question. On the diplomatic stage, as we know, the UN Security Council is dysfunctional because, well, the two permanent members, Russia and China, can veto any kind of resolution of the UNSC. So other groupings, like the group of G7, for example, is important, but I think it's increasingly important for other countries, including the Global South, to collectively say that this is unacceptable.
On a global scale, since you bring up the Global South and China, this continued relationship that's building between China and North Korea and Russia, you know, BRICS just started. China's working really hard to build a global footprint. Talk about how the three countries, China, North Korea, and Russia, are sort of assembling this alternate to the West.
Yeah, so I would say that Russia and North Korea's cooperation, particularly when it comes to defense, is, as we've seen from this news, is very, very close. China is not quite in the collaboration in the way that North Korea is with Russia at the moment. That does not mean that China is not sympathetic to Russia's cause. It clearly is, and it is helping Russia economically. But I think I see a little bit of a difference there. That does not mean that the threat is any less, however. And I think China's vision of trying to kind of collaborate with countries and making countries see their way is also is problematic for the United States and its allies.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. We really appreciate your insights.
No problem.
Naoko Aoki, a political scientist at RAND who specializes in East Asian security issues.
It'll be interesting to see how this evolves, given that, like we were in this conversation, we were talking about how while Russia's getting this help, these are untrained soldiers. So will they actually be able to make a meaningful difference? On the other hand, like she said, this could put more experience in the hands of those soldiers for their own country and put South Korea at risk.
Well, and also I think the important thing to watch here, and we will, is this growing coalition between China and Russia and North Korea and other players on the world stage as well as they construct an alternate to the West.
You've been listening to The Issue from The Voice of America.
On behalf of everyone here at VOA, thank you so much for spending this time with us.
You can follow The Issue on X and Facebook at VOA The Issue, and for news 24/7 on our website, voanews.com.
In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman.
And I'm Lori London. We'll see you on Monday.